Greetings to everyone in the house, those that are viewing tonight. What season is it? Greatest season of your life. You've been freed from sin and strife. Give the Lord a shout of praise for your life. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, it says, "Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by you they exist." The Greek says, "You've created all things for your purpose, for your pleasure, they were and they are created." Say, yes, they are. The word also states, it says, many are the plans of man. We have a lot of plans. We have a lot of ideas. But the scriptures tell us that the plan of the Lord is what remains. Oh, you probably didn't hear me. Let's try one more time. I'm so sorry. I wasn't loud enough. It says, many are your plans. You have a lot of ideas. Some of them are even good. They may not be exactly what God wants. But because He is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, and because He is God, He's going to receive all glory, honor, and power. And because He said man's mind plans a lot of things, there are a lot of plans going on today in the world. But God says, it doesn't matter. My plan is the one that's going to stand. What I said, what I deemed worthy of my glory, what I say is to be, will be. So listen, nations of the earth, those that are in the house tonight, no matter what you hear, what you read, or what you think, God stated before man thought to make a statement that His will would be done. And His word is yes, and in Him, amen. It means can't change it, can't alter it, can't stop it. God's will be done through the Father and the Son. Give the Lord a shout of praise. How can you help but bless His name? Our God is worthy to receive all the glory, the praise and honor. We bless His name and say, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. I'm inviting everyone in the house, those that are viewing tonight, to just worship the Lord. Throw your arms open wide, open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart. Let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the body. This is Prophetic Wednesday. It means we are here to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say. Now, a man can say something and God can cause you to hear what He wants you to hear, regardless of what's being said. From the small to the great, God will cause you to hear what He wants you to hear. Our sound engineer was out Sunday. It just made me giggle inside. It made me laugh inside because I shared some of this Sunday. But my daughter walks into the room Sunday morning. I'm still half asleep. I'm groggy. And she says, I hear her say, Andrew isn't coming. It's his stomach. And I woke up thinking, oh, Andrew's having trouble with his stomach. But that's not at all what my daughter said. What she said is, Andrew isn't feeling well. No big deal, right? But what God said to me is, I'll make you hear. I'll cause you to hear what I want you to hear. No matter what anyone else is saying, just know you're going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the body. And I love it because there isn't anything, Chris, or anyone, Anton, that's going to alter the works and the will of the Lord, because He said, my plan stands, period. You can say, well, when you believe, you get to see what God is doing. You get to be a part and party to what He's doing. But when God says and states what He's going to do, it's going to come to pass no matter what man's plans are. He said, I even rule over the destroyer. He said, my hand is on them. And this is the word of the Lord for this season of time. The scriptures say that there will be a time that men will come against Mount Zion It means the holy works of God. And the word says that they will be like someone who fell asleep and they were hungry and they dreamt they were eating. And when they woke up, they were still hungry because it was all a dream. There will be those that will fall asleep thirsty and they'll dream they're drinking. But when they wake up, their thirst will not be quenched. So is the word of the Lord in this generation, at this season, to the nations of the earth. The word says the hordes of people will come against the children, the will, the purpose of God. And it said, woe to those that think that they will bring conflict against the will and the purpose of God. It will not avail. He said, I'll make your horses lame. I'll make them blind. I'll stop them in their efforts. The will of the Lord will come to pass. And the word says, woe to those that rise up against you and come after you and think they will destroy you. He said, if they come near you, he said, I didn't bring them. And he said, and if they come near you, they will fall because of you. They will surrender because of you. What God is plainly saying is that I haven't sent it to my people. It will not prevail, but my will come to pass. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, He is one. He is holy. He is God. He is good. He is forever with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Lo, He's with you always, even unto the end of the world and beyond. God's plan in your life and in the nations of the earth is coming to pass. No wicked men or women are ruling this generation. God has His hand exactly where He wants it. He said, that's why He said, don't be afraid when you hear of wars and rumors of wars. He said, I want you to look up. Look and see what I'm doing. Because in a time where things seem so divided, so out of control, the word called them perplexities of nations. Literally said, look up, be excited, because this is the greatest season of your life. Why? Because in these times, what God is doing is exactly what He said. He said, I have a sword in my hand. And He said, I'm dividing so you know the difference. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. And before I bring the thing that I want done that we call new, and new is actually something never experienced by us before, something that we can't say, oh, I knew that. And God said, I'll do a thing, and you won't be able to say, oh, I knew that, or I read about that, or I watched a generation do it. He said, I'm doing a thing that no one can take credit for. Someone can't say, I planned for it. But He said, I want you to be prepared, because He said, I am doing it by my Spirit and by my power. And what I'm asking you to do tonight and encouraging you to do is glorify and worship the Lord. Let us be a prophetic voice in the earth. God said, I'll do no new thing except I reveal my secrets through my servants, the prophet, and declare what I want done in the earth. God was literally looking through the prophets in the generation when He spoke through Isaiah, and He said, listen, they may come one way, but they're going to go out another. They may think that they're going to be successful, but the Lord will bring to pass His will and purpose. And all along, everything that's being done, God is working behind. God isn't just in front. God isn't just in back. God is at all positions at all times. He's doing exactly what He wills to be done. And as a generation of believers, we need to know that if God is for you, the word declares not a thing, not a weapon can be against you. They can forge, they can form any idea, any thought, any plan against the sons and the daughters of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. The Lord reigns and rules in the nations of men. He is God over the circle of the earth. He rules with His will and His purpose. And this world was created so the kingdom of God could be manifest in a world of faith. Herein is God glorified and pleased by your faith. This is the victory that overcomes the entire world. Not man's ideas, not his weapons, not his fighting, not his warfare, but by the spirit of your faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Faith in who? The Son of the living God. that He is Lord to the glory of God, that He is reigning and that He is ruling. I put before you tonight for you to discern in your own heart, and this word is true. This is an exceptional season of time. This is a day of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Will nations lose their interest? They lose their confidence in what man and government can do, what leadership in the world of men and women can do, and look to the Lord for what God is willing to do and what God will bring to pass. Will you be a part of those that worship tonight and declare, God, You are Lord over all, in all, through all, and it all goes back to You. To God be the glory, the honor, the praise, and the power. Go ahead and worship Him tonight and say, yeah! God before me, no one can be against me. He is on my left and my right side. He is behind and before. The Lord shields you. The Lord keeps you. We lift up the nations of the earth. As the word declares, even if the hordes of the nations come and say we'll violate the purpose of God, we'll do ill to the innocent, and we'll even be the judge of the guilty. Jesus said, I didn't come to judge. That's in the hand of the Father. But what I come to do is to show you the love and to set you free, the love of the Father. And He said, if you look on me and if you hear me, you hear what the Father is saying, and you're looking at the Father, for I and the Father are one. This is a season where God is bringing everything together. These are the days of the prophecy of Ezekiel, where many scattered bones representing many people and many nations will come together. They will coalesce. They will come in the unity of one mind and one spirit. This is a day where God has already sown the seed of unity in the earth. For a sower went out to sow. God is the sower of the seed. And that fell by the wayside are those that could not care less. They won't receive the word. That fell on stony ground are those that say, we'll make our praise to God in a day, in a moment. We'll do our homage before the Lord. We'll pay our debt, and we will go on our way. And these are those that are on soil that is not deep, so the roots cannot take hold, and there is no strength in them. And when the sun comes to strengthen the generation that God has sown, they wilt and they wither. So is this generation. Many have said we are wilting and we are withering, but the word of the Lord is still, God has sown the seed in the earth, which fell on good soil, which are those with a heart and a desire to hear the revelation of God. For revelation is imperative in this season and in this generation. And the word of the Lord is that the seed will go into the soil and the roots will go deep into the soil. And when the sun rises, they will not wither, but they will be strengthened by the shining of the day of the Lord, for they are expectant that God will cause them to bear much fruit. So it is today. We are not interested in what the enemies have to say or the wicked have to do, but rather what the plans of the Lord are. God, what are your plans? Hear, O nations of Israel. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord our God is one. We declare to the nations of the earth that the Lord will be glorified. The Lord is raising up His people with His word in their mouth. They will say what God wants them to say. Many will wake up saying, I saw and I said in the Spirit, but it felt as though I was there because you are walking in the Spirit. Did not the Lord say, I will show you in dreams and in visions? Is it not still the same word of the Lord? Whether you are awake or asleep, God's word will be heard, and we will glorify the Lord, and the Lord will do a swift work in the earth, and the Lord will be glorified. There are those that look in one direction and say, we will overcome and we will conquer. And again, the word of the Lord is, I will spin your head around backwards. When you think you're advancing and moving forward, you are going backward, and you will not know until you return to your land and find that you have made a mockery of yourself, caused the nations around you that once feared you to doubt you. The Lord is great. God is greatly to be worshiped and to be praised. Say now, children of the living God, sons and daughters of the Most High, say now, the Lord, He is God, and His will and His purpose will be brought to pass. God will be glorified in His earth, and the Lord will make manifest His will in a way that even the non-believer will say, truly, God has said it, and it has come to pass. And though many say, how can we hinder and stop the ears of the believers that we may not fear their God? The Lord says, I will make even more known and more clear in the earth that I am the Lord, and that my day rules. And in the night I have ruled, says God, for light and dark are the same to me. There is no difference. And in me there is no darkness, none whatsoever. Father, we praise you tonight in Jesus' name. In the name, in the identity, in the fullness of your power, that the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb are being brought into the day, the season of bearing the fruit you have called us to bear, of making a difference that will be echoed for generations. We have not come to an end, but a brand new beginning, a new season, a new era of open door, a new day not only of opportunity, but of revelation. This is a time where God has put in the hearts of His people to look for the heartbeat of God. Not a word simply that makes them feel good, not simply a word that encourages them, but even if the word of the Lord drives you to your knees, in that moment of time you glorify God, saying, whether it be yea or whether it be nay, whether it sound encouraging or whether it sound humbling, I am thankful, for I have heard the word of the Lord. He has made His word known to me. And upon these people, says the Spirit of the Lord, I will raise you up. Won't I elevate you, that you will glorify me? I will bear witness that you are mine, and that I am God with you. Father, we praise you tonight in your magnificent name, your glorious name. Thank you for an unusual season of time, oh God. We thank you for an hour that cannot be counted in seconds or minutes. We thank you for a time that is beyond the reading by the hands of the clock and even of the rising and the setting of the sun. We thank you that within a moment's time of insight and revelation, God, you turn the tide. The tide in which you have created, the tide in which you have driven, and you drive it in any direction, even as you drove the Red Sea, one to one side and one to the other, Lord God, all things are possible. Lord, in the heart of your people today, we speak the encouraging word of the Lord. Fear not, for the Lord God is with you. Don't be disheartened. Don't be broken in your heart. Sorrow not. Sorrow not. Sorrow not for loss and defeat, but glorify the Lord, saying, in you reigns victory and glory and honor and power. To you belongs all the glory and praise. Father, tonight we worship you. Lift your voice tonight and worship your God. Lift your voice, lift your hands and say, Lord, you are God in my life, and I thank you. Again, the Lord is my shepherd. I won't want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the path of righteousness, no matter what. And you do it for your name's sake, for the plans of the Lord are sure. Yea, though it looks like we're walking through a valley, scattered with bones and death all over, I will fear no evil, because God is with you. His rod and His staff, direction and authority and rule and purpose and comfort, they comfort you. The Lord in this season of time will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He will anoint our head with oil, and your cup will run over. We will declare, no evil will come nigh our dwelling, only good will befall us. For only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will bear witness to the glory and the presence of the Lord forever. God, we give you praise. We pull upon the heavens of God tonight for an outpour of your Spirit. God, we pull upon the heavens of God tonight for your glory to be poured out in the earth, for an awakening to righteousness. As your word is alive in us today and stated, when the disciples asked, how should we pray? And you said, pray, your kingdom come, Father, your will be manifest in the earth as it is in heaven, because when it touches earth, it shows up in a different light, because this is a world of faith. The kingdom of God is manifest in the earth. The kingdom of God is made known through those through whom the Lord is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, a first fruit, a creature of its first kind, those born of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. And God, we give you praise tonight. We pull on the heavens of God for your glory and your victory. Father, we thank you that you will press evil deeds to the wall. You'll freeze the arm of evil intentions. You'll silence the lips of those that speak against your mountain, Lord God, your holy people, your holy place. You will bow the knees of the wicked, humble the head of the proud and the arrogant. God, you will be glorified. We say what we can do in this time. Can we do in this season? We can declare the glory of the Lord, for the battle is mine, saith God. I will fight for you. I am the Lord that goes before you. I am the Lord that leads you. I will lead you in the way you should go. Father, we praise you for that tonight. We thank you for the peace of God. Fear not, for the Lord God is with us. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't lean unto your own understanding. Don't be afflicted by your vision, but be encouraged in your spirit. For the word of the Lord is sure. God will prompt his will in the earth. And there is no man, there is no flesh that can violate the will of the Father. What God has said, he will bring to pass. What can we do? We will rejoice. Even as a day when the death angel passed by and God brought them in, they may eat unleavened bread, still be in worship and praise to their God. So we stand today, but we say the door has been smeared with the blood of the Lamb, and the Lord has called us out into the streets to make a declaration in the earth. This belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. God be glorified. Do a wonder in the earth, even tonight where it is night, and on the other side where it is day. God be glorified, be praised, be worshipped. Lift up your voices of your people. Stay the voice of the wicked and raise up the voices of your praise in the earth. God be glorified. This is the season of the Lord, and we declare the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. You are worthy, Lord, of praise. We glorify and bless your name. How can we help but bow before you and surrender? You are the majesty on high. You make your visitation, your inhabitants in the earth. Inhabit. Inhabit. Holy Spirit, inhabit. We open our eyes and see. As Elisha said, for the king says, is the deceiver in our kingdom? And the man says to the king, there is none but the prophet. Here's what's spoken in your bedchambers. He makes known to the king of Israel what your plans are, and he foils them every time. He says, then go down and stop the prophet, capture him, make him a pawn for us. And the Lord doesn't stop them, but lets them come in. Get close to the prophet. This is where it all begins. So it is in this day, says the word of the Lord. Came to capture me, but you were captivated by the God of heaven. And his servant says, I'm afraid. Look at the army that is around us. There is so much evil, so many evil intentions against you and I. And Elisha says, Lord, open the eyes of the servant that he may see that there are more with us than there are with them. And at that moment of time, as it is today, God's opening the eyes of his people to say, there are more with us than there are with them. Don't fear, for the Lord is with us. This is where it all begins. The victory of God will lead them blind into a place they do not know. They think they advance to take over the space. But God says, I'm taking over this place. It belongs to me. I've been here all along, don't you see? But I open the eyes of the servant to see. You're not a servant to the enemy, the evil intentions of men. I open your eyes. I did it once, and I'll do it again and again. Make them blind so they cannot see where they're going. Because of something I'm doing, something I'm showing. You're not capturing me and my people. We're capturing you. With the love of the Father and the word that will come true. For what God has said must come to pass, because he is what he said. And as he is, so it shall be in the earth. And we will glorify him and say, what God has said, he has brought to pass. For he is his word, and his word is what he said. So it is today, fear not. Rejoice in the Lord and say, God, you heal your people. Raise them up, heal their brokenheartedness, deliver them from their fear, guide them out, open a door where there doesn't seem to be a way, make a way where there doesn't seem to be a road, make it blossom where it looks like desolation. And when the enemy turns around and opens his eyes, he will see. I wasn't the capturer, I was the captive. The Lord will capture, and the Lord will reign and rule, for he is God. And this we know is true. God, we praise you in your mighty name. We gather together today to worship you and to declare your righteousness, that you and you alone are God and there is no other. The idolatry of man is that he worships himself. He makes it of his own hands, his own dreams, his own plans. Says, Lord, help me when I'm in trouble. When I feel like I'm safe in a bubble, I won't worry about what's going on around me, because I've got my victory encased inside of this bubble, you see. And in a moment's time, when the sun comes up, the bubble pops, and the people say, where are we and what do we have? And the Lord says, I am the one that has led you today. Rely on me and call on my name. I will save you, heal you, deliver you. I will heal your land. I will raise you up. For the Spirit of the Lord is calling to a nation and saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Do not think for a moment that God has lost control, that he is not ruling over the nations, that he is not bringing to pass his will and purpose. For God is God over all, in all, through all, and to God be the glory, the praise, and the honor. Let the nations glorify the Lord, for in a moment's time, in one day's time, the Lord will bring the change. Walk from one side of trouble to the other side of victory. But the Lord is Lord on both sides. Just open up your eyes and see. As it was in the day of Moses and Pharaoh, God was not only victory on the other side, he was victory on both sides. And what he said is, worship me on this side. And if you will worship me, point in the direction of the future that I've given you, then you will make it to the other side. It's not of your efforts. It's not of your ability. It's not of your intelligence. It's not even of your will to do good, but by my will and by my spirit, says the word of the Lord. And if you will trust me, I'll take you through this impassable, impossible sea and lead you to the place that I wanted you to be. But nonetheless, He is God on both sides, don't you see? So worship Him, whether in the end or in the middle, on the other side. The Lord is God, and He will preside. In His goodness, in His love, in His mercy, in His power, may the Spirit of the Lord baptize your hearts with peace and comfort and confidence this hour. Instead of railing and speaking ill, even against the evil, declare the word of the Lord over the nations. Declare the will of the Father over the nations, and the Lord will bring to pass what He has said. Be a voice of prophecy to the glory of God. Declare His mercy and His majesty in all the earth, and the Lord will make Himself known. He will humble the head of the arrogant, bow the knee of the proud. Before they know it, they'll be on their knees before the living God, crying out loud, "How had this come to pass? And what has happened to the sea?" The sea that was blocking them is open before me. God has made a way where there seemed to be no way. An opening of wonder never before be seen. But God has done it. Never before have people marveled in this way. But God did it. So it is today. God is doing a new thing. Doing a brand new thing. Lift up your voice. Pull upon the heavens of God. What is released from the earth is released in the heavens. We pull on heaven tonight, Lord God. This simple rope representing our connection. We are tied to the kingdom. It isn't over here. It isn't over there. The kingdom of God is within us. And we pray, Father, your kingdom come. Your glorious will is manifest in the earth as it is in heaven. But when it's revealed here, it shows up in a different light than it's ever been seen before. Because it's manifest by the light of faith and obedience according to your word through Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of all times and all seasons. And God, we give you praise. Don't let time deceive you, the time that has passed. Don't let your age confuse you. Too young or too old, just won't last. Say of the Lord, you are my strength. It is your word that is a victory that will lead me in the way I'm to go, the things I need to know, I will know. For Lord, you know all things, and you are great, and you are good, and your mercy endures forever and ever. And so, Lord, we give you praise. Can you worship the Lord this evening? Isn't it good just to stand for a few minutes and glorify your God, the Lord you say you love, who is everything to you, to call upon His name, to declare His righteousness, to bless Him for His holiness, to call Him God and Lord over all, in all and through all. This is not a common time. This is not a common place. And we're not talking about the floor in this place. We're talking about the space that the Lord presides in as God, Lord, Savior, King, and Ruler. He is master over all, but He doesn't master you. He woos you with His love, that you will surrender by faith, that He may honor you for your obedience to do His will. And then when He do what is right, He blesses you for it. What a great God is that! How great is the Lord! How great is God! Blessed be His holy name. Never changes, doesn't have to. He's perfect in all His ways. The word of the Lord is like silver tried in a furnace of fire, refined 7 times. It is as pure as it gets. Doesn't get any better than this. We are the voice in the nations, spirits of declarations that say this is a season with such great purpose, and God's purpose is His reason to do all that's being done. Father, Holy Spirit, and Son, God, be glorified in your people today. Let this evening give way to the glory of our praise. Calling for the dawn of a brand new beginning. Because the Spirit of the Lord says, just move forward. You'll keep winning and winning and winning. For it's not of your own volition. It's not of your own strength or power. But it's of my word, says the Spirit of God. Just know that I'm with you in fullness this very moment, this very hour.
glorify God today, tonight, early morning, and say, Lord, we bless you, you're Lord, and you're doing it your way. God be glorified, God be praised. David stood one day and said, I know what you're saying, Goliath. I hear your intentions, and I know everyone around you is afraid. And were I to come in my own strength, maybe I would be afraid too. But I want to let you know, the king tried to gird me in the strength of men, and it just didn't fit me right. So I said, we're going to do it again, but not by might or by power. I took a stone representing my victory, which is Jesus Christ the rock. And today I'm telling you, it is by the spoken word of God that every foe and every giant will fall. But understand this, God isn't caught off guard. He knows it all. You didn't surprise him in anything you planned to do. He heard your plans in your bedchambers, and he says, you're all but through. But I want you to know, I'm letting you advance a few more steps. And at the moment that I say, it's all going to end, for the Lord will raise up a new beginning today, because God never brings us to an end, but a brand new beginning every day in every way. So we declare of the Lord, this is a day God has made, and we rejoice, and we're exceedingly glad in it. For great is the Lord our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Come on, give the Lord a shout tonight. Come on. Come on. Bless His name, nation. We're not just talking to the people that can hear, but the people that are unaware. For the Lord will come suddenly as a thief in the night. He's going to capture you with a spirit of revelation. Drive away all your fear, all your tear, all your darkness of night. God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say, if God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say it. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one. It's a prophetic word. God be for me, who can be against me? No one. I'll not fear what the enemies say. Who are the enemies anyway? David said, I come in the name of the Lord. You come with armor, shields, a spear, and a sword. Not of might nor of power this day. But know you, Goliath, you're going to fall straight away. For the word of the Lord is not in your mouth but mine. And what you say against me, you'll say it for the final time. For the word of the Lord will bring on you the evil you've spoken of me. And God's going to drive all your soldiers down to their knees. For not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of lords. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of lords. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the word of the Lord this hour. Stand strong in the spirit of His might. Know it's the Lord. He's the one that'll fight. Fear not, nations of the earth and kindred of all kinds. For the Lord God is watching over you every moment. He's watching to see what you will believe. Leave your idolatry. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He'll melt your weapons of warfare like clay in the sun. For the Lord God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, they come in the power of one. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, He is one Lord, one God, one King, and He rules over the nations of men. Worship the Lord your God and give Him the glory. Do His name. Lift your voice and shout, yes, amen. Let's say this. The favor of the Lord is after you. 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 He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. All you have to do is just stop.
and worship Him. Come on. Stop and worship Him. No matter what you think, no matter what you hear, just stop and worship Him. Give the Lord praise tonight. Father, we glorify You. We love You. We praise You, mighty God and King. Lord, we give You praise. I declare there is a feast coming into the earth. There is a season of outpouring of God's Spirit. And when will that be? When someone stands up as Peter did and declared, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, saying in the last days, says God. There have been a lot of last days for a long, long time. But it's time for a generation to stand up and say, this is it. I can't quit. This is it. Can't quit. Too legit to quit. This is it, and I just can't quit. This is it, and I just can't quit. This is it, and I just can't quit. How many of you believe you are that people? See, it's not some special somebody. It's not about praising the people behind the pulpit. It's not about trying to satisfy the people in the audience. It's not about trying to rule over the earth. It's about doing what God said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be done. It's going to happen anyway. The point is, will you see what God is doing and be a part of those that glorify Him and bear witness that God is in you, with you, and through you? Will you? How many believe you're it? No, I mean like you really. How many believe you're it? Then say, tag, you're it. You just can't quit. Tag, you're it. Come on. Pass it off. Touch somebody and say, tag, you're it. Come on. Come on. Tag, you're it. You just can't quit. Tag, you're it. And you just can't quit. Tag, you're it. Don't quit. Tag, you're it. Don't throw a fit. Say, tag, you're it. To prophesy and declare the word of the Lord. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy God's word. He said, my spirit will be poured out and you will begin to declare the goodness and the glory of God. When they are all in one place, in an upper room, the anointing of God was poured out on them. And the word says every man heard them in their own language. But they weren't all speaking their own language. They heard them in their own language, because there were more languages than there were people in the upper room. But they heard Him. You will hear what God wants you to hear, no matter what. You'll do what God wants you to do. Only have a heart to surrender to His will, and His will be done. You believe it? Shout, yeah! Tag, you're it. Just can't quit. Tag, you're it. Just can't quit. Nation, tag, you're it. Can't quit. Hear the Lord says. Too legit. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Has your praise brought you into a place? See, the kingdom of God is not a place as you suppose. Or it couldn't be on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is the mind of God. God's saying, let my mind be in the earth as it is in the heavens. And when my mind is revealed in the earth through my people, He said, I'll be pleased, because it's going to be done by faith through the blood of Jesus, by the covenant, the everlasting covenant that will never fade. And I will be manifest in ways that have never been done before, as Jesus said. You'll do the things you've seen me do, but greater things than you've seen will you do, because I go to the Father and I pray Him to send you the Holy Spirit, and you'll be endowed with power from on high, and you will bear witness that I am God with my people. You're that people. Shout, yeah! One more time. Say, favor the Lord is after me. Say it. Favor the Lord is after me. See, in the scriptures, what we are supposed to preach, according to the word of God, is the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. That's what God called us to preach. Because when the nations begin to glorify God, and you can't look outside yourself. That's why Jesus said, don't look over here. Don't look for someone to bear witness over there. You be the witness. You bear witness. You stay in your lane of faith and favor. You declare God's favor. You can't fail when it's not yours. When it's not because of you, you can't fail. When you didn't do it, you can't fail. We're not in charge of it, you can't fail. So all you can do is surrender. And as God reigns and rules, God says, when the righteous are in power, the nations rejoice. I think it's time for the nations to rejoice. It's time for the righteous to take their place. It's not a fight. It's a victory given by the word and the spirit of the Lord. We're not in charge. We're in position. We're not in trouble. We're in position. We're not in waiting. We're in position. And the word of the Lord is, this is the day God has made. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. You believe it, shout, yeah! One more favor. Say, favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. So plain to see. Favor of the Lord is consuming me. Overwhelming me. Baptizing me. You believe it? 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 Now point to your neighbor and say, the favor of the Lord is after you. He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. And all you have to do is just stop. Give God all the glory, all the praise, and worship Him. Just stop. Declare His holiness, His worthiness, His righteousness in the nations of the earth. Hear, O nations, and give ear, O earth, because the Lord God has spoken. I pray for an outpouring. We unite together today for an outpouring of Your Spirit. Let the spirit of righteousness be raised up throughout the earth. God be glorified. Let the voices of the prophets as declared in Your word. Let Your nations, young and old, rich and poor, of every creed, every nation, let them rise up and declare Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And I bear witness, He is Lord over me, in me, and through me. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Everyone shouted, yeah! The altar is open for your worship. You can take your seats. Worship Him. Father, we worship You. Sow a seed in the soil of this word tonight. Father, we praise You. We love You. Minstrels of the Lord, make a sound. Make a sound in the house. Worship Him. Worship Him on the instrument. Let it elevate. Elevate, elevate. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. One thing God doesn't have until we give it to Him is our praise. He's made it a gift so we could come before Him and worship Him in the spirit of holiness. Worship Him with a willing heart, which is the soil for the seed that bears witness. God has something incredible for you. Something great is going to happen. Every day you wake up, as we say here in this house, every day something great is going to happen. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout. We pull upon the heavens of God and pray for the rain of the Lord to rain upon the seed sown tonight. In gift and offering, in worship and tithe, but also in praise and in revelation, God be glorified in your people. We thank you, we love you, Father, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone shouted. Now that was more like a whine. And everyone shouted. Everyone shouted. You are dismissed. Go out with a prophetic shout.